A pro-democracy uprising in a majority Muslim country against an entrenched repressive regime. It's Egypt 2011, but it's also Indonesia 1998. That's the year the Suharto dictatorship fell after about 30 years in power. Reporter Julia Simon spoke with one of the Indonesian protest leaders about the parallels he sees with Egypt today.
High unemployment, poverty, and political repression drove thousands of Indonesians to riot in May 1998. When the riots broke out, President Suharto was actually in Cairo on a state visit with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. Mubarak reportedly told Suharto not to worry, but Suharto rushed back to an unraveling nation. Lootings, rapes, and killings were both organized and tolerated by the state security apparatus. More than 1,000 died. Amin Rais was a leader of a key political group pressing for reform. He says the army threatened more deaths.
I got a call from the army headquarters. If you still insist to hold the people power, tomorrow morning we will crush the students here in Jakarta.
Rais ended up canceling the rally to avoid bloodshed and scheduled a press conference instead. The next day, Suharto fell, and for the first time in nearly 32 years, Indonesia had a new president. Today, Egyptian protesters in Tahrir Square are also calling for their longtime dictator to step down. Mubarak has said he won't run again, but he hasn't relinquished power. Rais points out that it took a call from then-Secretary of State Madeleine Albright to get Suharto to leave, and he thinks the U.S. will play a key role again in Egypt.
I think the mentality of Suharto is like the mentality of Mubarak. So if Mubarak really believes that Washington has withdrawn completely, that's it. He will step down.
The current Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, says the U.S. supports an orderly transition to democracy in Egypt, though the White House has raised concerns about Egypt's most organized opposition party, the Muslim Brotherhood. Rais wrote his doctoral thesis on the Brotherhood. He himself headed a major Muslim party in Indonesia, the Muhammadiyah, and he says the international community shouldn't worry about Muslim parties participating in democratic reform the way they did in Indonesia.
When we talk about succession and reform, what is in our mind is not building a Sharia state, you know, but we want to see the implementation of political, economical justice in this country.
Egyptians now wait, wondering if and when Mubarak will leave office after almost 30 years. I asked Amin Rais how he felt when, after almost 32 years, Suharto finally stepped down.
When I saw this old man voluntarily step down, I feel sympathy, you know, as a human being, yeah. If I can draw a kind of moral lesson that leaders are always trapped by their own power.
Rais says that he used to live in Cairo and he misses it, especially now.
I love an old song, "Take Me Back to Cairo," something like that.
He says no matter what happens in Egypt, he hopes to go back soon. For The World, I'm Julia Simon in Jakarta.